live in studio with the Hope Social Club, performing tomorrow night, 49th State Brewery. All the rough edges have been smoothed out over the years, over the long time the band has been together.
What are you trying to say?
I knew that was going to open up a door that somebody might take the wrong way.
Or everyone might rush to, you know.
Or they'll be saying, which incident are you talking about? What rough edge do you know? Well, I know some of your rough edges.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a few.
What
but
you got?
I'm not going to share them. That's for you guys to share on stage tomorrow night.
Oh.
Yeah, share those stories of the band coming together and how it all worked. Well, those are already in the songs that this band sings. Yeah. The songs you guys sing are stories. So sometimes as you're building a song, do you hate to use all the references for one story in one song? You're like anxious to use them over a broad set of different songs. How hard is it to make one song one song?
Yeah, I think one of my pet peeves is when someone describes the song the same way over and over again, and I know that I catch myself doing it. And it's just because, you know, obviously there's a story behind a song, you know. So you will catch yourself, but I have been to shows with lots of songwriters, obviously, seeing them perform, and they're probably performing every night, and they're performing in a different place every night, and you get into this groove of where you're just telling the same story over and over again. And that's one of the things that I like about this group, is that it really does feel like a different night every night.
Right.
Even if we're playing in the same place, you know, two nights in a row, and we know we've got the same audience, you know, and it just feels different, and we approach it differently, and that's what I appreciate. Like, I feel like last weekend in Homer was so different from the weekend in Talkeetna 2 weeks before that. And just different vibe, different energy. We're really all kind of intuitive in that way of reading the crowd and, you know, knowing kind of what to step into and what not to step into and how hard to, you know, how hard to rock or how, you know, how laid back we need to be. And I don't know, that's just something I appreciate about this group so much.
Maybe that is one of the things that is so nice about the group together is it never feels like it's one person's song.
Mm-mm.
It always feels like any night, anybody, any one of you could share the story of the song, and that's what keeps it alive.
Yeah.
It's not proprietary. It's not like, well, this is Spiff's, and we all got to step aside as he does his song
Mm-mm.
tonight.
Right, but
and tells his story of this song. Every one of you shares all these stories so
you know,
well.
Before I ever wrote a song, I listened to all kinds of them, you know? And
the words and lyrics?
Totally,
oh,
yeah.
I know it's
a new thing.
Wow.
New being the music director and everything. But
you know, I realize, you know, I listened to a lot of R.E.M. back in the day, and their songs, they don't have, like, they don't tell stories in their songs. They just have a series of, like, images that they put into your head.
Right.
But they don't really know what image you're going to end up with when they're putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always thought that, you know, the songwriting, the song telling and stuff, it is I make it and then I give it to you. And when you take it, it's something different from when I came up with it, you know. So it's really neat, too, to take a song that, you know, a lot of my songs, I wrote them thinking about one guy playing solo on a stage. And then when you get a couple of really good kick tail guitar players back there and drums, bass player, awesome harmonies, get a lot of people and it's really nice too when the people on the stage that are doing the song with you have told you several times that they really like the song and they love it when you know, like a lot of times we get done with a song and, you know, people be clapping, we turn around and Tony's like, Spiff, I love that song, you know, like that helps a lot. You keep that in mind the next time that song comes up and you start to play it again. And which we do kind of, you know, we did go into the studio and do this record here, but for the most part, all the stuff that we've been doing is live, and each song is different every time you play it, and that's something we embrace, and we go with it.
Is there a story to tell on a setup of the next song we want to hear? Maybe you can pick one out?
Well, I mean, I just kind of want to touch on that, like the mutual appreciation. You know, I think, you know, a lot of times, like, I'll be writing, and I'll think of something, and I'll kind of put it on my phone and send it to people as a clip, you know, I'll send it to the band and be like, well, what do you think, you know, and it takes a while for it to flesh out, it comes out it maybe as a whole song, but it doesn't have the same vibe. And for me, like, I feel like a lot of my songs are self-fulfilling prophecies, you know, and that's just something I've learned about myself over time. I write the future for myself a lot of times, and so a lot of this record now is like in the past, almost, not because we recorded it, but because I literally created a whole new life out of the songs that I wrote on this record.
You worked through it, got to the space
yeah.
you wanted to be when the song was
it's
done.
It's a trip.
You felt complete.
And there's a mutual appreciation for the growth that we see in the band and each other's lives, like, because we are immersed and enmeshed in each other's lives. We're not just, you know, showing up to the gig, you know, like we're literally know each other, you know.
Oh, that's,
and so there's a real gift in that. And yeah, I guess so. The next song that I was going to play was Traveler's Waltz. And this to me feels like a song for us, you know, I mean, like it feels like our song, you know, because it's, it's one of those songs that I started to write when I was actually like, you know, throwing my dad's ashes in the water, you know, and experiencing that grief and that sense of loss. But at the same time, just like recognizing that this is what we do. Like we're travelers innately. Like we're troubadours. We like to play music. We want to travel. We want to like share ourselves. And then someday we'll just be a puff and smoke, you know, and no one will really know our story maybe, or they'll only know our story through these songs. So that's what this song is about. Don't cry, Tony.
Forget where you're going. Forget where you've been. Make a path in the sand to the water. And remember your story. Remember your skin. You were made of your mother and father. And the songs that live on in my bones are the proof that wherever I go, desire inside is a fire that burns on forever. And oh, as I roam, it's these songs that remind me I'm never alone. And though these roads, they may take me far, far away, they will always lead back.
Your band. for Saturday night at the 49th State Brewery. The Hope Social Club live in studio on KMBA for the drive home. And, yeah, nice touch on that song.
Thank you.
That's where I start hearing lyrics.
Yeah, nice. See?
It's
because we've sat by a fire, Lauren.
That's exactly the one I heard.
You know that story.
Yeah, I do indeed. Aww. And you've converted me.
That's one of my favorites, too.
I love it.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Thank you. Well, and it makes me excited for summer, and it makes me think about, like, all of these bands that we know, you know, come through the studio. And thank you again to KMBA. Thank you, Lauren. Thank 100%. You to all the DJs that, you know, support this, thing that we do, because we would be nothing without the audience and without the support, you know.
Takes all three sides. The audience.
Absolutely does.
The artists and the venues.
Yeah.
So everybody get out and support local music. All you got to do is tune into the radio station. We'll give you a guide each Friday on who's playing where and who you can support on the upcoming weekend. This weekend, it's all about the Hope Social Club, but there is more activity.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Sugar Strings are down tonight at the Sitz Mark.
And then I know that Cold Country's opening for the Head for the Hills at the Willowa tonight.
Mm-hmm. Michael Howard is playing at Vagabond Blues tonight for another Parlor in the Round. And Saturday night, Strangled Darling. From out of town.
Yeah. Woodrow, I think, at the Blue Fox.
Woodrow at the Blue Fox. I saw that as well, and that's
so
all coming up.
Stay home this weekend since there's nothing good going on.
It's so hard, you know.
It's so funny how you start mentioning one, and it does snowball and this, and that, and this, and then you get a little overwhelmed about, well, where should I go? The trouble of having options is not a big problem.
It's a good problem.
I know the Blaze and Eric are also playing over at Humpies the same night we're playing, so after we're done you can always go over there and see them.
Years ago there used to be a good artist from your local area who would show up for a couple of shows and then poof, they disappear to the lower 48. Mm-hmm. Over the last 15 years you guys have been a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to notice when we are all in that moment, but thanks for sticking around and helping make and inspire more local music.
Yeah.
And I think that truly is what's happening, is that the more that the good groups evolve, stay put, it really encourages up-and-coming new bands.
Oh, yeah.
Tananaw Rafters have a great new album.
Yeah.
Love to see those new bands coming up with new recordings. Are you rooted down to Alaska?
I would not say that totally ever, really.
And I'm glad you did, because I think what's worth pointing out is folks, catch these artists while they're playing, because time does go by quickly, and not everybody is going to stay put forever.
Yep.
But you guys have really helped establish yourselves as a strong Alaska band and helped Alaska have a sound all its own.
That's what we hope ever to take out with us, you know, when we do travel. That's what we'd like to take with us, you know, not in the way that it's like, oh, Alaska, blah, 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 you know, or put it on the map. It's already on the map, duh. We know that, you know. It's like, it's more just, we want to bring the authentic sound. And I feel like as different as we are from the Sugar Strings or from any of those bands, like, that's really all that we're trying to do is take that sound that we carry, which has these roots here in this earth, you know.
Yeah, the ability to go outside and represent Alaska without having to use the word glacier or eagle in a
there
song.
You go. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
If you want to go to the show, Mr. Jeff Abel said we could give away tickets to the show.
That guy.
Can we give away a pair? We can give away a pair to folks who call the studios at 279-5622,
279-KNBA,
and somewhere in the next 10 minutes we'll answer the phone, because it's going to start ringing, and we want to get in one more live song before the top of the hour. So call us right now, and caller number 3 is going to get a pair of tickets to go to the show. We'll put you on the guest list, most likely. We'll talk to you
on the phone. Thanks, caller
number 1. Caller number 1 is already there.
It was funny because when we were here on Tuesday, we gave away a pair of tickets, and it was a story. There had to be a story behind the ticket.
The person who called
had to give a story, and it was a story about a wedding that Rick and I had played out in Palmer, you know, years ago.
Years
I think
ago.
You were there. It was Buffalo Mine Road. It was before we were in a band. So,
well, as we head out, we can hit a live song, and then we'll head on up to the World Cafe at 6:00. What's your final track to share with us today?
I think we're gonna do Time for This, and so this is not on the record. This is kind of a new one that we've been working on, and it's just sort of an homage to just loving life and giving up all the BS. We ain't got all the time in the world, so let's make the most of what we got. Spend more time being grateful for all we have, and less time about what we have not. 'Cause we ain't got time for this, time for that, time for this, time for that, no. We ain't got time for this, time for that, time for this, time for that, no, no. Well, they say it's the quality, not the quantity, and I do believe that this is true. 'Cause I would rather spend just a little bit of good time, baby, than a whole times with you. 'Cause we ain't got time for this, time for that, time for this, time for that, no, no. We ain't got time for this, time for that, time for this, time for that, no, no. So stop wasting time on all these trivial things that don't fill you. Not the quantity. Yeah. And I do believe that this is true. It's live, right?
Yeah.
'Cause I would rather spend just a little bit of good time, baby, than a whole lot of bad times with you. 'Cause we ain't got time for this, time for that, time for this, time for that, no, no. 'Cause we ain't got time for this, time for that, time for this, time for that, no, no. So stop wasting time on all these trivial things that don't fill you up. And pour yourself into something beautiful that fills your cup with love. Time for this, time.
Hope Social Club. Live in your car, live at work, live on your phone, and live at KMBA. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's
always fun. You are
the man.
We really, really appreciate the support from KMBA for the whole music community. Yes. And we're really happy to be a part of it.
From the get-go.
Thank you.
It's been happening a little longer than we all imagined, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
It's fantastic. The Unfettered Band, the Hope Social Club. It's worth going to the show because you never know what's going to happen. When Mel starts laughing, you always want to stick around and go, "Why? What is she laughing? I better stick around and find out what exactly is going on." It's a little trick that she does to keep the audience engaged,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely
She's
a trick.
She's got tricks.
No, there's
no trick to it. There's no trick. It just happens.
Laughing, that really means she's going off.
And
something is definitely happening.
The audience does know. Maybe I should figure out what they're up to. And trust me, guys, you're not going to figure it out.
No.
No. As Hawkins would say, nothing is here.
Right.
The show is 9 o'clock tomorrow night, 49th State Brewery. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeff Abel, for giving away tickets.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes.
And thank you, folks,
tickets?
For listening. Who?
Julie Levitt.
Thank you, Julie.
We'll see you tomorrow. Anybody else who maybe tried to call in or didn't call in wants to come to the show, there are still tickets available. You can find them by checking out our website, which is www.hopesocialclub.com. And Jeff says they're going fast, and he's the one that's paying attention. So if you want to come, you might as well get a ticket ahead of time.
And we're really excited to see all our Kickstarter folks that contributed to this and made all of this possible.
We got, I think we got 36 tickets for people that supported on
the Kickstarter. Yeah, so thank you so much. We're really excited to see you all and celebrate with you tomorrow.
KMBA programming supported by Tidal Wave Books, Alaska's independent booksellers for over 26 years. Now downsizing at the same Northern Lights location. Details of what's on sale can be seen at wavebooks.com and on Facebook.